Welcome to the prolific teaching ministry of Pastor Emmanuel Iren, lead pastor of Celebration Church International. It is his vision to partner with you for your progress and joy in the faith. Ready, set, grow.
Hallelujah. I have a very important charge this morning. Listen, if you want to do anything big and worthwhile in this world, you need what we're about to share. These are deep spiritual secrets, and I want you to be receptive and ready to receive. One of the biggest secrets in this life. I want you to know that there are spiritual actors, and that even if man has free will, there are spirit entities that will dominate every man who gives them the permission to and uses their God-given authority to carry out their own satanic agendas on the world. And this is one of the most important things you can ever learn. Please, do I have your attention, everybody? Listen, we are talking believers' authority, helping you see that there are actors behind the scenes. You see, I want to describe this metaphorically by telling you the story of Paul when he was in an island called Malta. The Bible says that he was in that island, and the people in that island were very receptive and very hospitable. And so he wanted to make some fire for himself because it had rained. He had just suffered a shipwreck, and he gathered some sticks. Unbeknownst to him, there had been a viper hiding in those sticks. The viper was there unnoticed for God knows how long. As soon as fire came on those sticks, then the viper came out. Isn't this a spiritual metaphor of many houses, many people's health, many people's career, that the devil can be there unnoticed for long, perpetrating havoc, perpetrating evil? And so what proper teaching in the Word of God, especially on the subject of believers' authority, does is that it exposes the disguise of the enemy. Please, are you listening to me? I want to tell you this for sure. You will need this one day. You will. You will. And so the Bible tells us something instructive in Ephesians chapter 6. I want us to read Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Listen, I know you know this text. I want you to give it as much reception as you can muster. This is serious. This is warfare. This is what a soldier will call rules of engagement. Please, are you with me? Everybody read together. One, two, go. Says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. I like a rendition that says, but we wrestle, but not against flesh and blood. Make no mistake, there is a war against your life. And I know that you're a nice person. You won't hurt a fly. Why would anyone want to end your life and all of that? Well, welcome to the reality of spiritual warfare. There is an enemy that hates your guts and will stop at nothing to eliminate you. We wrestle, but not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness. Wickedness. You know, I have stories for days, but what I want to highlight first and foremost is how that these things go unnoticed. The reason he has to tell you we wrestle not is because you have a propensity, looking from your natural standpoint, not to see that there is a war going on. You ought to see. We wrestle not. You know, something happened. There was a lady who came to see my wife for counseling. What was the issue? She had a terrible anger problem. Terrible anger, and it kept getting worse. She kept fighting with her dad, and one day she picked a knife to stab her dad. And they were running around the house. You know, So she was there waiting to see my wife. And of course, maybe we would have taken her through some lectures on self-control and all those things. But coincidentally, myself and Piki had been praying inside. My wife was busy, so she hadn't seen her yet. She was waiting in the living room. Myself and Piki had been praying inside, and when I stepped into the living room, I didn't even know there was a guest there. I saw her vibrate and try to avoid eye contact. I mean, I know what that means. So I said, "How are you? Can I pray for you?" Yes. As I laid hands on her, a demon began to manifest, cast the demon out. That was the end. Listen, the anger wasn't normal. Are you listening to me? God forbid she would have killed someone one day. And with due respect to ordinary mental health cases, this was a spiritual warfare. Please, are you listening to what I'm saying? Wake up! We wrestle not against flesh and blood. What if you knew that that neighbor that hates you for no reason is not ordinary? What if you knew? Some people are going through warfare. They don't know. Maybe there's a senior colleague in the office that just hates you. You can't understand why. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Your mother-in-law is not the problem. Your auntie is not the problem. You see, Jesus exposes influences behind the scene. When you can look at even Peter and say, "Get thee behind me, Satan." Why was he doing that? So that in retrospect, when you are reading, you will know there is more to life than meets the eye. Please, are you getting this? And things don't just happen. Help me preach this to the person by your side. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Let me tell you this, or let me position it as a prayer. Every plot of darkness against your life will be exposed. Amen. Say loud, amen. Amen. I said, every plot of darkness against your life will be exposed. Amen. You know, one of the most notable events in the world, sad event, the World War, the First World War. Study what I'm about to say. It's right there on Wikipedia. What happened? What triggered the First World War? The Archduke of Austria was assassinated. But do you know the story of how he was assassinated? First and foremost, they had tried several times to assassinate him. He was going in his motorcade of about four vehicles, and they positioned about six different assassins at different points. The first was unsuccessful. The second was unsuccessful. The third one actually released a bomb. Actually, see, the motorcade was passing. They threw a bomb. The bomb hit the back of the convertible vehicle and fell under the car behind him. That car, and you know, and it just detonated. About 16 people died instantly. But the Duke of Austria survived. So, I mean, you can imagine how emotionally stressed he would have been. What just happened? An assassination attempt. Now, the assassin, feeling unsuccessful, just went to a food shop streets away. But, well, I tried. It didn't work. And then long after, the same Archduke was going for another meeting, another appointment, with all the motorcade. For some reason, history has it that the driver took the wrong turn. He doesn't know why till date. Are you listening to me? He should have turned right. Something made him turn left, or I think the other way around. He should have turned left, but he turned right. And even if he turned right and kept going, there wouldn't have been a problem. But as he was going, they drove past the assassin, the very assassin that had been trying to kill him. And then someone in the motorcade, another governor, said, "Stop, you're going the wrong way." Guess where they stopped? In front of the assassin. Are you listening to this? In front of the assassin. And so the assassin brought out a simple pistol at close range and shot him.
That's a coincidence. Are they?
What I just said to you is what started the First World War. Brothers and sisters, this life is deep. This life is deep. He had been trying to assassinate them for weeks, unsuccessfully. Then they stopped right in front of him. Right in front. Oh, you're going the wrong way, let's turn. And they stopped right in front of him. Close range. See, learn this and learn this early. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, against principalities and powers. You know, some people have these arguments for and against, you know, the role of spiritual intervention in politics. What I just told you now, is it not political? We will always advocate playing our part politically, getting your PVC, voting, but make no mistake, there are spiritual actors behind the scenes. If you're following me, say, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Hallelujah. I'll tell you another Bible story. This one is very serious. You know, I like this Bible story for a reason. In some movies that we watch in our day, sometimes we get the opportunity to see the behind the scenes. Have you seen something like that before? Behind the scenes and some things that you would not have seen if you were just watching the actual movie. Now, there is a story that was told about 3 times in the Bible. And this is the story of the rebuilding of the temple after the children of Israel had come back from captivity in Babylon. Now, imagine the excitement. After the children of Israel had been invaded by Babylon, their temple had been destroyed, they were taken back, taken into captivity. Now they had the opportunity to return to their home, to rebuild the temple, to rebuild the walls, which is the story of Nehemiah. And so the Bible tells us in Ezra chapter 3 that everybody was as one man. They were so united, the same way football unites everyone in this country. They were so united and excited. It was so beautiful. When you read the story, so beautiful. The builders were building, and as the builders were building, the Levites were singing. So everybody had a part to play. Builders were building, Levites were singing. The Bible says they were as one man. Then all of a sudden, some people came, started making trouble. It seemed very political. And these people took it upon themselves to hire lawyers against them. And took it upon themselves to write letters to different kings, like the king of Syria, to say, these people, they're going to make trouble. You see these people, they're eventually going to fight you in a battle, and they're not going to pay taxes and all these things. Where are all these things coming from? And this opposition lingered until Ezra chapter 4, I think verse 24, where the Bible tells us eventually the work of God was made to cease. It says, thus the work of the house of the Lord, which was in Jerusalem, ceased. Listen to what I'm about to present to you. Now, this might have seemed natural. Oh, they were haters. Maybe you had a contract, you were close to closing the deal, and then someone just came, spoke against you. Haters. Now, the human man is fallen, and he needs no spiritual motivation to be against you. But is that the case all the time? Wake up. And Zechariah is telling the story, giving us the behind the scenes. The Bible tells us in Zechariah chapter 3 that the high priest came and the devil came and stood at his right hand to accuse him. This was what was happening behind the scenes. It looked natural. It looked political, but it was the devil at work. Please, are you listening to me? It was the devil at work. Behind the scenes, something was happening. Think about what we shared last week. that Job was going about his business and a spiritual meeting happened concerning him. And on account of the verdict of that spiritual meeting, things started going wrong in his life. Don't you just say that he was unlucky. Luck, your health is affected, your business is affected, everything going south at once. Some of you, God brought this sermon to save your life. Your eye needs to open. There is war.
Please, are you listening to me?
And so there are two extremes. There are people who over-spiritualize everything. When they should be hardworking, they make it about spiritual attacks and there's someone against me. No, maybe you're just lazy. But then there are people who fail to see it is the devil at work.
We wrestle not, brothers and sisters, we wrestle not against flesh and blood,
against principalities and powers. You realize you can have a spiritual encounter that will change your career, change your experience in life, change everything. Listen, the people who practice negative spirituality, they know these things. That you can carry someone's picture to some place, speak some words, and then the person begins to experience frustration. How do you explain that? That you set some things to a picture.
His life is deep.
I've told you this story before and I'm going to say it again. This Bible story. According to Bible prophecy, so many Bible prophecies, it was prophesied that the Messiah will be born in Bethlehem. Micah chapter 5 verse 2 amongst many other texts. He will be born in Bethlehem. But now, Joseph and Mary are not in Bethlehem. What is going to carry them to Bethlehem? Mary's already pregnant. It's close to her due date. What's going to happen? Listen to what I'm about to tell you. The Bible tells us that Pilate just suddenly had an idea he thought was original. He just woke up and said, "Let us have a census." Why he came up with that idea, he didn't know. And so he called everybody for the census. And that occasion, they're coming to Bethlehem. That is how come there were no rooms in the inn. Come on, are you getting it? Because everybody had come. If you went to him and you asked, why did you call for the census? He doesn't know. Or he will give you a political reason. But he was playing into the orchestra of divine prophecy. Please, are you getting this? I'm giving you political examples on purpose. Not every policy is ordinary. When a king just rises and says, from today, nobody will do such and such. Not every policy is ordinary. And more interesting is the fact that not everyone who is playing into prophecy even knows that they are. No angel appeared to Pilate and said, call a census. No. It came as a seemingly original idea. When you're reading some of the policies in the U.S., if you don't know the devil is at work, you must be very ignorant. That as far into the pregnancy as the third trimester, in some states you can abort. Are you aware? And you will inject a chemical into the pregnant woman's womb, and the chemical will burn the baby. Oh yes. Will burn the baby and will stop the baby's heart from beating and will induce the woman to give birth to the baby stillbirth. Let me tell you something. If you don't realize what we're up against, some very egregious things will become normal. Now, you'll be surprised. Not everybody here thinks that's abnormal. You'll be surprised. Because some people, you see, some people are so carried away, they can't see when the devil is walking. Because I've told you several times, the devil's greatest advantage is disguise. He would rather be walking and you don't know. Peter thought he was giving good advice. Why would Jesus say he would die? He will not die. Come on. This. And Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan. That seemed harsh, right? If you will be righteous in these last days, you must be harsh. Did you hear what I said? There are some things you must speak out against. It's not right. No matter how many people say it's right, it is not what. Not every policy is ordinary. So not only does he say we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, he says we wrestle against principalities and powers. You have to understand, these are government positions. Rulers. We wrestle against, listen, this is spiritual politics. Spiritual politics. The fact that from our own perspective, we have a government, but then there is a parallel government, a spiritual government, if you're not careful. It ought not to be, but it is. Jesus has defeated the devil, but you see, man can yield that authority. Come, are you listening to me? A man who has a political position can allow the devil use him. Principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this age. They rule from behind the scenes. You don't see them. But they are passing policies that are holding sway. And if care is not taken, might be affecting your life. Spiritual wickedness. There are some policies that are so wicked, you will wonder how they saw the light of day. I'm showing you how. And you must be aware. Now, let me explain this to you. Spirits don't change, so the devil doesn't change. And so from reading the history of the devil, you can understand his modus operandi. The devil has lust for power. Anywhere he sees a throne, he wants to take it. Just like in heaven, he said, I will be like the Most High. Why did he want the throne? Not just for worship. It was about power. He wanted to be the one making the rules. Are you listening to this? Listen, if you understand what I'm just telling you, it will expose many things. He wanted to be the one making the rules. Now, he was cast out of heaven into the earth. And on the earth, there are thrones too. And so he's looking for the seats of political influence. Every platform responsible for passing laws, he's interested. But man is in charge. By deception, he can take that authority, which is what he did to the first Adam. And then you come to Luke chapter 4. He tells Jesus, if you will just bow to me, I will give you the kingdoms of this world. Jesus did not say, come on, you are lying. It means it was true. It was true. And I can assure you, Jesus is not the last person that was offered that bargain. I will give you wealth. I will give you power. Give me your authority by worshiping me. What if there are governors who have fallen for that? What if there are presidents who have fallen for that? What if there are influential people who have fallen for that? Just what if? Or Yoruba will say, kanipe, abi?
I'm speaking hypothetically. And now, a man that has God-given authority is now working for the devil. There are influential people working for the devil. And so the Bible tells you, we wrestle not. Please, are you listening? There is war. And it's not against flesh and blood. The flesh and blood that you see, they are just actors. They are now puppets. They are being controlled from behind the scenes. The real war is against principalities and powers, rulers of the darkness of this age. But here is what you need to know. Please, are you listening to this? What I'm about to share with you is so simple but powerful. And if you understand this, you will be unstoppable in your divine assignments. Did you hear what I just said? If you understand what I'm about to share with you, you will be unstoppable in your divine assignments. Jesus went to the cross, died for you and I, rose again the third day, received a heavenly coronation. The Bible says, wherefore God also has highly exalted him, giving him a name above every name. You know, someone said this, put it this way, and it's so powerful. She said, even in our local coronations, when the Oni of Ife is being coronated, his wife is coronated too. She becomes the Olori. Come on, are you with me? And that's such a powerful picture. This explains why we were raised with Christ and made to sit together with Christ. Listen, whatever happened to him happened to his bride. Are you listening to this? Seated with him, far above all principalities and powers and might and dominion and every name that is named. When he came back into the world, he said, all power in heaven and earth is given to me. He says, go therefore, oh Jesus, go therefore, go therefore, go therefore. You have power. You are beyond the reach and the influence of principalities and powers. When you go in the name of Jesus, they cannot stop you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Listen, understand. In this spiritual battle, there are spiritual roles like prayer, fasting, and then using believers' authority. And then there are natural parts to play, like advocacy, like hard work, and all those things. Both go hand in hand. But in all of them, you go in the name of Jesus. You go how? So what if you went about your duties knowing that nothing can stop you? Nothing can stop you. Nothing can stop you. Hallelujah. Come on, are you listening to me? He has a name above every name. Daniel saw a vision about the glorification of this Christ. He says, oh my God, he saw the Ancient of Days, and beside him was a throne, and one like the Son of Man came and sat on it. He says, and on his hair was like, his hair was like white as wool. White as wool. You know, so this is a position of spiritual authority. He's a judge. Just like the judges wear white. Come on, are you with me? And he's sitting on a throne. This is about power. This is about influence. He has a name above every name. And in Revelation chapter 5, he says, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and honor and glory. He has purchased men for God. What if you knew that the devil can't stop you? What if you knew? It comes by knowledge. Standing your ground. Come on, are you with me? It's a spiritual battle. We wrestle not. We wrestle not. I'm speaking prophetically to your divine assignments, and I'm saying you cannot be stopped. God is raising saviors. It is not only the enemy that has people that is working with and empowering. God is empowering people in different spheres. Listen to me. In the name of Jesus, God has given you influence. God has given you capital. God has given you authority. You cannot be stopped. Go in the name.
name of Jesus. I said you cannot be stopped. Hey, zoteka palet doko preteke. The Bible says, wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Meaning, anytime you step into that office, kotalembo tekai, every negative influence is bowing. If they try to stop you, they will bow. You must use your authority. If you don't, understand that there are boardroom meetings where people tie all kinds of things around their waists. Carry cowries. Carry all kinds of things in their body.
You go in the name. Did you hear what I said? I said, you go how? In the name. In the name. In the name. In the name. In the go in the name.
I know you have ICANN, but go in the name. I know you are intelligent, but go in the name. Don't just be intelligent. You can be an intelligent casualty. Go in the name. Listen, you need what I'm telling you. Listen. Remember the text we quoted last week? Have respect to your covenant, O God. For the dark places of the earth are full of the habitation of cruelty. It's a wicked world out there. Go in the name. And listen, start thinking influence. The enemy that is up against you is looking for thrones, looking for platforms of influence. You, who carries the seed of righteousness, don't be indifferent about influence. When they say, oh, we need someone who will sit in this position, don't say, ah, no, don't be shy. Say, I will do it. Volunteer yourself. Volunteer yourself. We need more righteous people taking up positions of influence and power. The Bible says, when the wicked rule, the people suffer. People suffer. And then when it comes to this nation, Nigeria, yeah, I don't even know what to say. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. I'm thinking what to say, what not to say. I'm having a political existential crisis. I'm rethinking everything. So you mean that everyone in a nation has one vote? I seem to have a problem with that. Because clearly, some of the foolish choices that some of your fellow citizens are making, I don't understand it. I don't understand it. You realize that if elections should happen again today, some people will still vote. And so, if not for Jesus, I won't care much anymore. Your choice. Hallelujah. Your choice. Sometimes I wonder how the common man, do you think about the common man? You realize there are people in this country whose salary is 20,000. Huh? 20K salary, 30,000. Do you ever think about them? What can they buy? Let me tell you something. Amongst the many names you know of God, Jireh, Nissi, and all those powerful names,
He is the God of the vulnerable, the husband of widows, the father of orphans. Any nation that does not care for the weak and vulnerable may be under a curse. You just wake up and you declare policies that will invariably kill the poor. Hallelujah. What will we do? We will pray. We will vote. And then, how many of the poor even care for their own life? How many poor people voted right? Anyway. Hallelujah. The Lord have mercy. In this country, at this point, you need a covenant of exemption. Because if you are waiting for things to be good corporately, the journey might be long. The journey might be long. Because not everybody is ready to move forward. I hope you are aware. I hope you know not everybody wants steady power supply. Oh, you don't know? Oh, you don't know? Oh, you think everybody wants steady power supply? Some of you are so innocent, it's cute. Do you know how much is made in generator sales annually? Oh, you never thought about it? Or in fuel sales? Enough of politics. I just came to tell you we wrestle not. Abi? I don't talk my own. Let's start with your family. Your influence and your sphere of influence. Brothers and sisters, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. But guess what? They are all under your feet now. Jesus said, I saw Satan fall like lightning. It means the fall was fast. The fall was fast. And how did he fall? When God's people went to preach. Did you hear what I said? When they went in the name, he fell. When they went in the name, this is what you must do in your vicinity. This is what you must do in your sphere of influence. You must go in the name. Come on, are you with me? And you will make legal, you will make actual and practical what is legal. Satan has fallen legally. You must make it happen practically in your sphere of influence. You won't give him any foothold. Come on, are you with me? And like I said, not just in church and in ministry, not just in the salvific message, but in every sphere of influence, we need saviors to arise. And God has brought you here to equip you for the work that is to be done. Say loud amen if you believe. Come on, I said, say loud amen if you believe. We're going to spend the rest of the service praying. We'll just pray. Listen, Triumphetti, throughout this week, we're praying in tongues. Yeah, I said that right? Please do not miss it. I beg you. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Let's just tongue it for 1 week. Actually, 2 weeks thereabouts. Hallelujah. God is up to something. I have so many good news to share with you, but I don't want to share them prematurely. But God is up to something corporately and individually. You believe that, right? You believe in a prophecy for this year, right? We prepare for it and we position for it. we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Let me tell you what is going to happen as you pray now. Some things that had been happening spiritually around you, you thought they were ordinary. Prayer will expose them. Prayer will expose them. I've seen all kinds of things. Are you aware that people can change? Change. The same person that has been harsh towards you can begin to favor you. You know that, right? When people's eyes, excuse this expression, their eye just clears. And then they are wondering why they ever hated you. Why they ever stood against you. Pray and see what God is up to. I said, not every hatred is ordinary. Not everyone is standing against you from their own motive. Think about it. Think about what we read from Ezra. What we read from Zechariah. Think about what might be happening in your life. You've applied, you've done everything, and they said no. Especially when it keeps happening. It keeps happening. So close to the breakthrough, it stops. No. How can one person be so unfortunate? Sometimes you have to investigate. Please, are you with me? For some of you, the prayer will address things happening right now. For some of you, it will prepare you for the future. So that when you encounter influences like that, they would have met you prepared. Say loud amen. Say again with me, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. Listen, I sense something very strongly. God wants to bring some people to positions of influence in this church. I am telling you that this will be like the secret anointing of David. It will take years to manifest, for years for David to actually sit on the throne, but it was concluded in secret. This is that meeting for you. Hallelujah. Are you ready to pray? Can you pray for just 15 minutes? Stand to your feet. I'm sure you know what's at stake. I don't need to hype you, right? Take a position and pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Do it violently. Do it violently. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Zate kapalia. Proteke menendong restiga. Razoteke pelia. Rendom presenden ding ding dak 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 ding dong ding 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 ding. Roteke pelete ke pelete, zuteke pelete ke pelete, zoteke teke pelete, zuteke pelete ke pelete, zuteke pelete ke pelete, zuteke pelete ko prete ke pelia, rosetre ke peleto preso trekeba, preso trekete ke pea, anta kapa, peleton presete kiba, shate ke balonde ke pelia, rosete ke pekibo, shete ke pelete keba, braso teke pokope. Empeke poco peria, que shete que peke, empeleto coprete que peke poco sete, esete que peke poco shete, empele poco shete que pe, resote que pe.
beleto preso trequida zeto copeleto embeleto coprete que te que te que toco pelea rosso treto te 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 to te 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 to embeleto que ve rute que pe que toco pretequira raso treto tre tro tre tre tro tre tre tro tre 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 tro tre 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 tro tre 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 tro tre 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 tro zete que belete zote 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 que belete ombe que toco pe que toco pe que toco belete zote que belete que belete zote que belete kibe 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 zote que belete 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 rato copote esote te 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 te
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
So much more I wish I had time to teach. Please go and refer to my teaching last year at Port Harcourt Deeper. Watch all the sessions. Just think about it. The spirit entity called the Prince of Persia, that there is a natural political prince, a human being, but there is also a spiritual prince. Parallel governments, same nation. He has the audacity to call himself the Prince of Persia. He's the prince. Parallel governments. As the one in the office is doing his own, he's doing his own. Superimposing with spiritual influence.
But you go in the name.
Let me tell you something. All those thrones belong to men. Are you aware? You didn't hear what I just said. All those thrones belong to you. Take your position. The Bible says he has made us kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Listen, when you issue a decree in your industry, issue a decree in your family, issue a decree, it is what you say that will stand. There's a Yoruba chant that says, "Bi mo se fe be na lori abi." It is what you say over your children that will stand. It is what you say over your health that will stand. It is what you say over your business that will stand. As you have said it, so shall it be. Begin to release words right now. Speak in tongues. And at intervals, switch to English. And make some declarations. Make declarations of power. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. No enchantment against my children. No enchantment against my family.
No divination. Asote ke paleto ombre sateye. Aleto koperia katale. Aratombre. Peleto pelito kopo shete. Abato kopele teke tekida. Rose treke togre. Arute ke pelon dele kupele kaya. Teba baleton beretuka enton bekatuge setoko peleto cresturi reson presetoge aton greso tekete aleto copeleto andresto kira rosetre keto krito katege lombre teketoke e peleto ke rotele trute veleto creson drekita katoke Eso treke toke tobe Bele toko bele toko preteke toko bele tekida Embeke tombre Eso toto te 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 Kupu tukute Kupu tukute Eso teke toki teke toki teke toki te Ebele teke peroto preste preto prete Bele toko bele toka tole tokita Ebele toko pretige toko prete kepe Zuti kite kito kute kito kote kito kate kito Embele to prestekre Ronde kete kito kopele ya katoke tekida Belendo mpreso tre kito kreso Eshete kopele ton kreso te Bele ton krese tokida Razo tre keto Endo kopele ndo mpreso tiga Sheto kopele ndo ngreso te In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I have a leading for us to do something. The prayer we're about to pray will not end with prayer. As you pray, God will give you ideas, but we're going to pray for the weak and vulnerable. People who cannot even fathom how they're going to eat tomorrow. How much is a bag of rice now? 88,000, 95,000. How many people earn that in a month? Yes, thank God for generosity, you know, and all of that. Some people, they need divine intervention. Not everybody is in their position because they are lazy. Haven't you seen hardworking people who don't have food to eat? You will cover them in your prayers. Lord, we pray for the vulnerable in this nation. There are people that if you don't help, they are finished. Finished. Father, in the name of Jesus, either through us or through others, raise help for them. Begin to pray to the Lord right now. Raise help. And before you ask the Lord to send laborers, be a laborer, volunteer yourself. Lord, what can I do? Give me ideas. Not just good ideas, God ideas. How can I steal what the resources you've given me? How can I be a blessing? How can I be a blessing? He said, on that day, I will say, I was hungry and you gave me to eat. I was naked and you gave me clothes. I was without shelter and you gave me shelter. If you have done it for the least of these, you have done it unto me. Husband of the widows, help the widows. Father of orphans, help the orphans. We pray for divine intervention. 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 We pray for divine intervention.
We pray for divine intervention. We pray for divine intervention. We pray for divine intervention.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And the final prayer you're going to pray. Your position of influence. Your divine position of influence. Mind you, your position of influence may be very high in the eyes of men and not so high. But you have a part to play. In the realm of the spirit, you are powerful. You can make policies as a king and as a priest. Think about it. Are you aware that the Old Testament temple was a picture of heaven? Just imagine that you walk through the outer court where everyone is, to the inner court where only priests are, into the most holy place, which was heaven per se, letting you know that as a priest, there are, excuse the expression, portals. You can cross from the realm of men to make intercession on behalf of men. Before God, before the Shekinah of God, you are not ordinary. You are a king and you are a priest. Did you hear what I said? You are a king and you have a divine position. And it is from that divine position that you exert your influence on the earth. Not just by ideas. Ideas that come from that place cannot fail. Did you hear what I said? There is an integrity that comes from the presence of God, where even an angel can say, "What do you mean? How will it be? I am Gabriel. I dwell in the presence of God. See, where I'm coming from is enough integrity. Do you understand what I'm saying? It can't fail. If I tell you something based on where I'm coming from, it will work. That when people are asking, how shall it be? Your location is enough proof. I dwell in the presence of God. Nothing dies in my hands. Do you not understand? I dwell in the presence of God. My ideas are extraordinary. I dwell in the presence of God. Nothing shall be impossible. What do you mean? My words are not trivial. They're not high-sounding speech. I dwell in the presence of God. Therefore, if I tell you that your old wife who had been hitherto called barren is going to have a child, accept it. It will happen. I am Gabriel.
Hi, Jesus. Hallelujah. Any priest in the house, you come from a realm where ideas are sponsored. When you say things, they happen as you say it. You enter into your room, you make utterances, you go to the office and discover they've been passed as law. That's where we come from. That's how we win. That's how we win. In the name of Jesus, I take my position of influence, not an inch less than what God has given me. I take my position of influence. I exploit every gift, every opportunity that God has given me, and the doors are open. In the name of Jesus, as a priest, I accept it. I accept it. I accept it. I hold my scepter of authority. I take my place in this generation. Begin to declare it right now. Take your place in politics, in education, in commerce. Take your place in the preaching of the gospel. Take your place. 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 The anointing is upon me. I take my place. The anointing is upon me. I take my place. The anointing is upon me. I am sponsored. I take my place. Azute kepele koperinda la palito kai. Presundre kepele tokai. I use my authority. I use my authority.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Father, we thank you for teaching our hands to fight, our fingers to make war, teaching us to use our authority. And in the name of Jesus, no scheme of darkness holds sway around us. We take our positions as saviors in our sphere of influence. Our community is better because of our presence. Our office is better because of our presence. Our family is better because of our presence. Thank you, Father. And thank you because we receive answers speedily. 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 Thank you, Father. Glory to your name. You know, as I prayed last week Sunday, I said God is going to shock the doctors. Someone heard that, went for a test immediately. Just 2 days before, she had gone for a test that confirmed that her kidney disease of 2 years was still there. When she heard that, she went for another checkup. And the doctor checked. Said, what happened? She said, I was prayed for. The doctor said, which church? Because even the doctor was surprised. I'm saying it again. God will shock your doctors. I said, God will shock your doctors. You know, I've told you the story. I and a friend were ministering somewhere. And someone who had been a long-time patient of hepatitis B went for a checkup in the same hospital. The doctor said, you get them now. He said, check again. And he checked again. He's not there. The doctor came for the meeting. The next day, he came for the meeting straight up because the doctor had it too. And trust the Holy Ghost. In a meeting of just about 20 people, you can't guess things like this. As he stepped in, the Lord said, there is someone here. Hepatitis B. He ran out. Please, are you listening to me? It works, oh sir. And I'm saying this over you. God will shock your doctors. Take your position. Don't allow the devil cheat you. Hallelujah. Did we not agree this year that we will not agree for the devil? Take your position. And as you hear these teachings, go home, go and study the word. Study the word. Listen to further teachings. At least, just plug your spirit to the frequency of the believer's authority. There must be a reason God is bringing these teachings at such a time as this. Thank you, Father. We are ready to receive all that you have for us. In Jesus' mighty name, we've prayed. Say loud, amen. Do this prophetically. Greet two people by your side. Say congratulations.
You say congratulations. Congratulations.
Hallelujah. Please be seated.
Thank you for listening. We are sure that you have been blessed. For inquiries, reach us on our helpline 0809 996 7000. Blessings.